The new sailing cargo vessel is much smaller than a container ship, around 220 feet long, versus as much as 1,300 feet for an ultra-large container ship. It carries only 600 European pallets, compared to hundreds of thousands on a large ship. But the small size means it can access less crowded terminals at ports, avoiding long lines. It's also much faster to load and unload than a container ship, which can take as long as a week to unload, depending on its size. The racing-inspired design helps Vela's vessel cross the ocean at speeds similar to a standard ship. Depending on the time of year, crossing from Europe to the U.S. could take 10 to 13 days, according to modeling based on wind patterns from the past decade. A regular cargo ship might take 9 or 10 days. Because it saves time at ports and the total delivery time is shorter, it's more reliable for customers. For freight, which can run as much as $1 million in commercial value for a single pallet, it's also safer, since cargo stays inside the ship until it's transferred to secure storage. Clean, quiet, and light. On board, the ship is plastered in more than 2,500 square feet of solar panels that feed a battery. Two hydro generators also create electricity as the ship moves through the water. This helps power refrigeration for cargo like pharmaceuticals, along with other electricity used on the ship. The ship's propulsion runs almost entirely on wind, except for navigation inside ports. The system cuts emissions by 99% compared to air freight and 90% compared to container ships. It's also better for marine life because it doesn't create noise as it sails. The noise from cargo ships makes it hard for whales and other animals to communicate and can even cause permanent hearing damage. It doesn't pollute water with ballast water or fuel either. The body of the ship is made from aluminum, lighter than a typical steel cargo ship, and is easier to recycle at the end of a ship's life. Vocabulary focus. Gimmick. Diesel. Pharmaceuticals. Bottleneck. Pallet. Plaster. Propulsion.